We begin the current daf Masechet, this is Erev and Daf Nun. We begin on the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we had a Mishnah on the previous daf that spoke about someone that was on the road, it's Omer Shabbos, and he sees he's not going to make it home in time for Shabbos. But he realizes that there is something, either a tree or a wall, that is within 2,000 amos of where he is right now, and it's also within that tree or wall is within 2,000 amos of his home. So therefore he says, let my Shvisa be over there. So therefore, that is the central, that's his locus where he's going to be for Shabbos. And now he is on one end of it, so he's within 2,000 amas, which is classically how Erev Tchumen actually works. And then his home is on the other end of the 2,000 amas, so therefore, when it comes Shabbos, he can walk those 4,000 amas home, because again, he and his house are within that 2,000 amas radius of the where his Shvisa is going to be by the tree. On that, the Mishnah said, Lo Yom Klum, he hasn't said anything. Whereas when the Mishnah continues, it says, if he said, my shvisasi be ikari, that it should be by the root of the tree, by the trunk, there he specified where it should be. Then he said, hey, he did acquire his shvisa by the tree and he could go home. Here where he just said that it should be under the tree, he didn't specify where under this 20, 30 amas wide tree with all its branches, loya maklum. And then we had a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, what does it mean, loya maklum? Rav said, loya maklum kolikar. He has not said anything, which means to say, as Rashi interpreted, not only does he cannot go to the home, he can't even go to the tree. Not only cannot go to the tree, he can't even move out of his spot where he is. Because usually you kind of shvisa where you are, so you get your dalet amos and 2,000 amos around you, so you're stuck on the roads, but whatever it is, you get that area. Here, he didn't want his shvisa to be here, he wanted to be under the tree. But under the tree, he doesn't get, because he didn't say where exactly it's going to be, which the Gemara is going to discuss right now, what's the understanding of Rab, where Shmuel says no. You can't get home, because under the home is within 2,000 amas of part of the tree, not all the tree. So we don't know which part of the tree was the dalet amas is going to be, because you didn't specify where under the tree. So we're machmer and say maybe it's part of the tree that doesn't get home. But of course you can go to the tree, because all of the tree was within your 2,000 amas, which is how Gemara begins right now. Omer Rab, my time of the Rab, what is the understanding of Rab that says, not only can you not go home, that you don't have anything, but you can't even go to the tree. In other words, we understand very well Shmuel's opinion that wherever you're going to say your dalet amos are going to be where your shvisa, your residence is going to be under the tree, you have dalet amos because it's all of the tree, at least, is within the 2,000 amos of where he's standing right now. We just don't know which dalet amos, so therefore it's what's called yod ala tachtoin. He has the worst deal that he can get, so therefore he's always going to lose from his 2,000 amos. Or the total of 4,000 amas is going to lose out the width of the tree. Therefore, if he wants to go to the north, he's going to have to measure from the southernmost part of the tree, because maybe that's where the dalet amas is. If he wants to go south, he's going to have to measure from the northernmost part of the tree. Again, but to go to the tree, if all the tree is within his 2,000 amas of where he's standing right now, why can't they go to the tree? So Rabbi answers, Mishum deloy misayim aser. Because he was not specific, he did not specific designate exactly where those dalet amas are, under the tree, which is 30 or 40 amas wide. And since he didn't specify, he has not acquired anything. Like Rabbeinu Hanan explains, that someone does not acquire a shvis in a specific, exact, mesuyim place. It's like somebody that goes out of his tchum after it's already Shabbos, that he only gets dalet amas. This person did not specify where exactly it's going to be, doesn't have shvisa, he's left with only the dalet amas that he is in. That's one version of Rabbi's interpretation of Rav. The Yekadami, that those that say that I'm a Rabbi, Rabbi said my time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? That again, that you only have your dalet amos, you can't, not only can you not go home, you can't even go to the tree. Mishum diksavar, because Rav holds as follows. Kol she'enu bezeach hazeh, whatever you cannot do consecutively, you can't do one after another, afilu bavas achas enu, then even simultaneously, even at the same time, you cannot do that. And that is as follows. Since if, let's say he had specified, we're under the tree, let's say it's 30 amas wide, where he wants his dalet amas, his shvisa, to be under the tree. Let's say I want it to be by the northernmost part of the tree. Then you can't go ahead and choose now, oh, wait a second, I want to have the 4 amas by the southernmost part, because you can't have your shvisa, your residence, in two different places. You're either here or there. Therefore, even when you say it at one time, for example, like in this case, where you say shvisasi tachtav, I want my residence to be under that tree. He's panting, he's within 2,000 amas of the tree, he said, I want it to be under the tree. So he didn't say where it should acquire. So we say the whole thing is going to be, but you can't be the whole thing, because since you can't do one after another, you can't have, say, the north and then say, oh, I want my shvisa in the south, because that doesn't work. You already have your shvisa there. So therefore, at the same time, you also can't do that, because since you didn't specify where, that means it's the entire area under the tree, and then can't be, because since you can't do one after another, can't be at the same time. which is my benayu. What's the difference between these two interpretations of Rab and the name of Rab? Either way, you're not acquiring anything under the tree and you're stuck with the Dalai Lama's where you are. So the Gemara says, Ikebenai, the difference would be in such a case, the Amar likni li ba'arba amis migoyish mayna, where he says that from the eight amis that there are, I want four of those amis to be my residence. And Rashi explains the reason why we said the case of from within eight is because later on the Gemara is going to explain that we're talking about a tree that has underneath it eight amis. So therefore, as follows, the difference between the two interpretations of a rabbi would be, according to the version that says, because you didn't designate your place, so therefore, that was the first interpretation of Rab. Here also, he didn't designate which out of the eight Amis should be your four Amis. So therefore, it doesn't help. Even if you said four out of the eight, you didn't specify which ones, it's not going to be good according to Rab. However, but according to the second version, what Rab said, that it was only because since you can't do it one after another, so therefore, you can't do it at the same time either. Hi, ka'arba Amis dummy. Here it's like you said, Dalad Amis, the Hacha Arba Amis come, because you said four Amis, like Rabbi Nachmanel explains. Here it's not like one. Here it's not like at one time. Here it's like the case of Bezachar Zeh, where you're acquiring one, and therefore it's not like Bevas Achas, because it generally, in the case that we say, that when I say, I want my Shavis to be Tachtav, under the tree, so you didn't say which one, so therefore it's saying all of it. Now, since it can't be one after another, so then it can't be all of it either. But here you didn't want it to be all of it. You said, I want four out of the eight. I want only part of it. So therefore, whatever part of it, that could be done one after another. In other words, whichever one is the first one, that's the one out of the eight that I want to have. So therefore here also, although you didn't specify, but since you don't want all of it, it's not necessary to have zachar zeh, so then bevasachas it would work. That's why in such a case it would work. That's the difference between these two versions of Rab and Rav. Is it because that Rav holds because you didn't specify where under the tree, that's why you can't go there, and therefore the same thing would apply even if you say four out of those eight or whatever the area is? Or is it because that whatever doesn't work, bezachar zeh, in other words, since this area under the tree is 30 amis, you can't choose the four amis in the north, then the four amis in the south, because that would be two different areas, so therefore at the same time it also doesn't work, but when you say I don't want all of it, I just want four out of the eight or wherever the area is, then it would work. Now the Gemara goes back, once they just elaborate on the understanding of the opinion of Rav, because as we said, Shmuel makes sense, that you can go to the tree because all the trees within the 2,000 Amis. It's just that Rav that was difficult, that said, you can't even go to the, under the tree, why not? So those were the two interpretations of Rav, either because, again, that you weren't specific, and therefore you don't have any Shvisa, or because you can't do both, you can't do it consecutively, so you can't do it simultaneously. Now the Gemara goes back to the statement of the second version of Rav in the name of Rav. Kufa, I'm a Rav. Whatever cannot be done one after another, so then even at the same time, it cannot be done. That was Rabba's second interpretation of Rabba in Rav, that's why it doesn't work under the tree, which has such a wide area, and you can't have other areas of the tree consecutively, so you can't have simultaneously. On that halacha, the Gemara asks, Esi Abai L'Rabba. Abai asked to Rabba, we learned, if someone adds to the meiser that he has to give, and that is, a person has a chiv to give to a levi, meiser, rishon, he has to give a tenth of his produce. Let's say he gives more, he decides to give one-fifth or one-eighth. So then the halacha is peirosav, so then his fruit, his produce that he had already moved to one side to be the chulin, the part that he wants to be able to eat for himself, they are musukan, they're fixed, they're good to be eaten by Yisrael as chulin. However, but his meiser, the fruits that he gives to the levi, mekukolan, those are considered ruined. They are not usable because what happens is that there's tevel, that means produce that was not tight, that's mixed into this meiser. Because when he gives the produce to the levi, these that he had added onto the meiser, they don't have a name of meiser on it. Because only what's fit to be given as meiser is meiser. Anything more than a tenth is not meiser. Now, therefore, that rest did not have Meiser taken off on it because it's only what he has that's Meiser. This that he's giving in the name of Meiser, which is more than a tenth, is really Tevel. Because as the Torah says you have to give a Meiser a tenth. That's one out of ten, not one out of five or one out of eight. And that's not like Truma, which can be taken what's called Ba'ayin Yafo or Ba'ayin Ro or Ba'ayinis. You can choose how much you want to give by Truma, so you can give more or less. Because by Truma, it doesn't say a shear. But by Meiser, if you're giving more Meiser, what happens is that what you have your produce that had Meiser taken off it, but what you give to the Levi cannot be eaten because it has Tevel mixed in with the Meiser. That's the halacha that we learned in the Braisa, to which Abai uses to ask on Rabba. Now, Amai, why is it that his produce, at least the Yisrael, are mesukan and they're good to be eaten because he at least took off Meiser, although he added more fruits, which are tevel, because Meiser wasn't taken off on them, and they were given to the Levi together with his Meiser, so he can't, but the Yisrael could eat his fruits. Why is it? Lema, we should say, the principle of Rabbo, kol she'einu bezachar zeh, whatever cannot be done one after another. In other words, let's say he had taken off regular Meiser kilchasa. He took off a tenth of the produce to give to the Levi, and then he went and took off more, and he says, you know what, Mr. Levi, I'm giving you more Meiser on the chulin that was already fixed already. Now, that obviously would not have a shame Meiser. What do you mean Meiser? You already gave me a tenth. You can't give me more Meiser. So you can't do one after another. In other words, let's say you took off your produce. If you had 100 fruits, 101, you took off one for Truma, then you give from the 100 left, you give 10 to the Levi. Now you have 90. You decide to take off, let me take off, again, a tenth from 90. I'm going to give 9. I'm going to give it Meiser to the Levi. That's not Meiser at all. You want to give me a gift? Fine. So you can't do it bezachazet. So then it shouldn't even work at the same time. In other words, here also, this addition that he's giving with the Meiser to the Levi, none of it should have the Shei Meiser on it, even the tenth, which is fit for Meiser. In other words, just like you say by Shvisa, where you're not koina the Arba Amas from the eight, that was that we said when you don't specify exactly which are the four, because since it can't be bezechazeh, as we said, let's say a tree is 30 amas wide, and you don't say, I just want shvisasi tachtam. So you say you can't even have four out of the eight, because you didn't say, or the 30, or however wide the tree is, because you didn't say which are them, so therefore, just like you wouldn't be able to have the four in the north, then the four in the south, so all of it at one time also doesn't work. Here also by the Meiser. Why do we say that the Paris are Mesukanim? Because at least he gave Meiser, he just added on more, and that addition is Tevel for the Levi. What do you mean? Just like this additional Meiser, which is not working as Meiser, because it wouldn't work Bezachar Zeh, as we explained that case. So even Bevas Achas, none of it should be Meiser. So therefore, the Paris that the Yisrael still has should also be Tevel. That should not be Mesukanim, because just like he wouldn't be able to give it one after another, here also it shouldn't work together at one time. And we say we don't get anything of it. It should be Sase Tachta. We don't get any out of the eight, even the four, the first four. Here also, you shouldn't get any of the Meiser working. Why pay his Mesukanim? To which the Gemara answers, Shani Meiser. Meiser is different. And that is why the Paris are Mesukanim. Although you're correct, based on the principle of Rabba, none of it should be considered Meiser. Because the Isa Lechatzayin, there's something interesting about Meiser, that it could be given in halves. In other words, every small piece of each produce has the shame of Meiser on it according to the cheshbon, according to the calculation of however much is fit for Meiser. So for example, let's say somebody decided instead of one-tenth, I'm giving one-fifth to the Levi. Now what happens is that every, let's say, grape or whatever it is, every particle, every whatever it is of produce that you're giving to the Levi, half of it becomes Meiser. And therefore, since half of it becomes Meiser, you really are giving just Meiser to the Levi. The only problem is the other half of each particle, whatever it is that you're giving, is tevel also. But really, the Meiser is chal on half of it. So it's not giving more than what you're supposed to be giving. But by Shvisa, by the halacha that we're talking about in the interpretation of Rav, you can't say that in every part of under the tree that you're going to say that that's going to be the Dalet Amos, every particle according to how much you're going to be Dalet Amos, because you have to have it contiguous. It has to be consecutive Dalet Amos. It has to be in one area. You can't say it from every area under, it's going to be that inch or tefach from the Dalet Amos, because we're seeing it all split up like that. It wouldn't work anyway. It's only by Meiser we could say that we're splitting up each one from the fifth, that we see each one as half of it being the correct Meiser. As the Gemara explains, Diyamar taktish palga palga dechitza. Because had it been a case, if someone would say, I want every half of kernels of wheat to be Meiser, kacha, then there would be kaidish. We would say that Meiser is chal on every half of each kernel. And therefore, in this type of a case, where this guy gave double, again, instead of giving a tenth, he gave a fifth, which was the question that we asked. Since you can't give double, b'zachar zeh, shouldn't work b'vas achas anyway. Why the Paris Mesukan? We said the reason is because now that he called Meiser on this double amount, what ultimately ends up happening, it's as if he went and gave Meiser on every half. So although he gave double the amount, he gave a fifth, it's really coming out to be a tenth, because every half a kernel is the real Meiser. Now, with that other half, is tevel mixed in. And that's why it's not going to be good for the Levi, but for the Yisrael, it's going to be Mesukan. Again, that's a chiddush in Meiser, and that's why you don't say the principle of whatever's not Bezerchazeh is not even Bevasachas, because that's not a problem, because even this Bevasachas, you're not having the Zechazeh, you're really only having the tenth, because it's, you're being Mekadosh as Meiser every half of a kernel, which is coming out to a tenth, not to a fifth. It's just that now that you're giving it along, every half a kernel has Tevel mixed with it, and that's a problem for the Levi. But then the Gemara continues asking on Rabbah, Vahari Meiser Behema. So good, you're able to explain regarding Meiser of produce. What's with Meiser of animals? That's the halacha that every tenth animal has to be given as a matana to the Kehanim. The lechza lachatzan, which cannot be done in a half. And that is if he says half of this animal should be chulin and half of it should be meiser. He didn't say anything. You can't be mekadosh half an animal because the pasuk says, kalashayavar tachas hashevet, whatever goes under the stick, is that you're supposed to have the animal go out of the corral and every tenth one is the one that's hit. Hasiri yir kodesh, the tenth one will be kodesh. And that's what the Torah says. So it can't be half. And then the Bach adds on the words over here, v'lesa b'zeachazeh, and it's also something that cannot be one after another. And that is if, let's say, he calls the 10th animal number 10. And then he calls the 11th animal number 10. That we won't say that the 11th is going to be Kaddish in the halacha of Meiser Behema, that is, it's going to have the same halacha. And yet, v'amarabo, yotu shnayim ba'asiri, if, let's say, both of them go out at the same time as number 10, v'karen asiri, and he calls it number 10, so what's the halacha? We have the 10th and 11th mixed one with the other. And that is when he calls both of them number 10 at the same time, then we say that one of them is really true full-fledged Meiser. It's the 10th one. And Rabbi says that the 10th and 11th are mixed together because, again, one of them is really Meiser. And the other one, the 11th one, he called 10 also. And were he to know which one it was, for example, let's say he made a mistake and he called the 10th one number 9. And he called the 11th one number 10. So the halacha that we know is that the 10th one becomes Meiser. And the 11th one, that's brought as a carbon shlamim, which Rashi goes through to explain what would be the differences in if it's being a shlamim or if it's Meiser behema. But what we do see is, from the fact that the Shem Meiser is Chal on one of them, because we're saying that there is one of these that are Meiser, it's just mixed in with another one that's not Meiser. So we hear that although the 11th one is not Kaddish as Meiser Behema, and if let's say it was the 10th one was called 10, which that's the true 10th, and we call the 11th one number 10, yet in spite of that, when we do it at the same time, it's going to be considered that there is Meiser. Now why is that? Again, it doesn't work B'Zachazah. Again, if you call the 10th one 10, 11th one a 10, there's nothing going to be there by the 11th one as Meiser. So again, if they're together at the same time being called 10th, why do we say that it's considered as if Meiser Behemah is mixed with a non-Meiser Behemah, let's say a Shlum? Why is that? Since it wouldn't work with Zechazeh, so it shouldn't work with Vasachas either, based on the principle of Rabbah. So why do you say that one of them is Meiser mixed with the other one? Twitch Gemara answers, Shani Meiser Behemah, the Issa B'Zechazeh B'Toys. Meiser Behemah is different, because it does have an application of Zachazeh, and therefore it's going to work B'Vasachas. That's in the case of when a mistake is made. For example, if let's say he made a mistake by the 10th one, and he called it number 9, and the 11th one he called number 10. So the 11th one is going to be Kaddish, because it was called number 10, and it's going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim. As the Gemara brings it down, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas B'Chayris, that although it's not going to be necessarily Meiser Behema, but there is going to be a Kedusha brought for the ones that are brought as a mistake, and therefore, since there is a principle of Bezachazeh for these that are not really number 10, and there is a Kedusha, so therefore it's going to work even Vasachas, with one of them being the true Meiser Behema and the other one being something else mixed together with that. As the Mishnah Bukhari says, Karalachiasiri. Let's say you called the 9th one by mistake, and you're really excited for the 10th one, you called the 9th one number 10. Ula Sirichi, and you made a mistake, you called the 10th one number 9. Ula Achad Asar Asiri, and you called the 11th one number 10. Shloshdan Mukadashan. All three are holy. As the Gemara in the last parak of Masechtas B'Chayris learns out from Sukkot. And therefore, when you do it at the same time, the 11th one will not hold back on the 10th one from it having the complete name of being the real Meiser Behema, because the 11th one itself, sometimes it does get holy by being called Meiser. For example, in the case that we said, we call the 10th one before it number 9, and because you had called the 9th one number 10, and now when you call the 11th one number 10, it will have a Kedusha. Therefore, you see that you could have the 11th one, even B'Zachazeh, having Kedusha when there was a Tais. So therefore, even when it's done at the same time, and you're calling both of them the 10th, 11th, number 10, the 10th one will have the Kedusha of 10, and the 11th one will be mixed in with that, because again, since it is on some level B'Zachazeh, it's going to be even B'Vasach. So the Gemara continues asking, Very Taida, but you have the carbon Taida. which with the carbon toidah, when the Thanksgiving, with certain things a person is saved from, so he brings together with the carbon toidah the lachmei toidah, the breads of the toidah, which are 40 different breads, as the Gemara Menachos explains. Now, the lesser betois, those lachmei toidah, they don't have what we just answered regarding Maisa Behema, that it will work when it's a mistake. In other words, if someone, let's say, separated the breads of the Torah, they made a mistake, and he thought he didn't separate. And then he goes and calls out again regarding 40 other breads, and he says, oh, these should be my lachmei toidah. They do not become holy, because he made a mistake. And we learned in the Mishnah that says, hektish tois ain't a hektish, meseches nazar. Something that was made hektish by mistake is not considered hektish. So therefore, the halach of tois, the answer we gave Maisa Behema, that does not apply by toidah. Yet v'lesa b'zacharzeh, it does not, is not able to be done one after another. And that is, as we said, that if someone separates 40 breads for his carbon toidah, and he slaughtered the carbon toidah because he had his 40 breads that he needed, and then he went and separated another 40 other breads, they don't become holy. So it doesn't work b'zacharzeh. Yet v'itman, we learn, toidah sh'nishchatah sh'mayin m'chalois, a carbon toidah that was slaughtered for to come with it 80 breads. On that, Chizkiya Amr, Kodshu Allah Mem Mitoich Shmainim, the Chizkiya says that 40 out of the 80 will be holy to be considered the Lachmei Toidah of that Toidah. And Rabbi Yechanan Amr, Loi Kodshu Allah Mem Mitoich Shmainim, however, Rabbi Yechanan says that the 40 out of the 80 will not work. But how do we understand Chizkiya that he says 40 out of the 80 will work? This should be the principle of Rabbah. It shouldn't work. Since it doesn't work, B'zachazaz, we showed that you can't have 40, then another 40. So how does 40 out of 80 work when you say, I want these 80 to be my bread? It shouldn't work with Vasachas based on the principle of Rabbah. So how do we understand Chizkiya? Tosfos Gemara answers that it's not difficult. Because Ha'ed Ma'alah, we explained regarding this Machlekes, that Omer Reb Zeira, Hakol Maidim, Heichadam Alekatra Abar Metech Shmanim, everybody agrees. Where the person said, I want 40 out of the 80 to be holy, so therefore, he specified 40. Then the Kachi, there everybody agrees that it's going to be holy. And the same thing applies for Shvisa, which is the principle of Rabbah, where you said exactly, I want it to be the 4 out of the 8. That we said that was the difference between the interpretation of Rabbah and the second version or the first version. That will work, because that there is no problem of Bezachazeh, because all you want, you don't want Bezachazeh, you don't need another 4 Amos, just 4 out of the 8. So therefore, that does work. Similarly, they don't argue. Let's say he says, I don't want the 40 to be holy as my lach metayidah, only if all 80 are going to be brought. I want to bring 80. There everyone agrees that it's not going to be holy, because again, you could only bring 40, can't bring 80. When was this homachloikas of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan? That was only when the person just said, he just wants 80 of them to be kaddish. Mar savar, Chizkiya held, lachrais kamachavim. The person's intention was, as responsibility for my obligation, that is, if, let's say, half of them get lost or become tummy, so then I want to absolve my chiv with the other half. And it's as if he's saying that let 40 out of the 80 be my karbonis, and he's really only bringing it with condition. And therefore, Chizkiya says, that's why it's going to be kaddish. Again, no difficulty on the principle of Rabbah, because he doesn't want all 80. And that is, he doesn't. It's not even 40 from the 80. It's 40 when he says it's like specifying 40 out of the 80. With it, we said no one argues. He is just saying 80. That's not a problem because he doesn't really want to bring all 80. It's just that he's saying it because in case of 40, something happens to them, I want to bring the other 40. I mean, continue on to Amit Beis. Umar Sava, but Rabbi Yechon held le carbon gadol kamachav. No, he intends to bring all of it. He wants to bring all 80, and that's why Rabbi Yechon says, wait, that's not going to work. That's like the other case where he said you only want 40 if you could bring all 80. And since he didn't specify which 40 out of the 80, therefore, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's not going to work. However, regarding the halach of Shvisa, even according to Chizkiya, when you say, I want my Shvisa to be tachtav, there, obviously, you don't have the principle of Chizkiya where he says that even though you say 80, it's going to work 40 out of the 80 because of Achrayis, you really don't want all 80, you only want 40 out of the 80. How does it apply over there by a tree that I want Achrayis, that let this Shvisa be in case the other Shvisa doesn't work out? That's not true because here the person said under the tree, saying the whole entire tree. But his Shvisa is only going to be in 4 Amos out of that whole entire area. There we say that a Shvisa will not acquire from anywhere in that area because ultimately he's saying the whole area under the tree, at least Misafik. And since it doesn't work, B'zachazeh, that's not going to work B'vasachas. But don't ask from Chizkiya's case where he says 80 and 40 out of the 80 will work. And we know that doesn't work B'zachazeh. So how does it work B'vasachas? Because all his intention really is Achrayis. He doesn't really want all 80. It's not like saying under the entire tree where he wants the whole area under the tree and you only get 4 Amos. Here he only wants 40. It's just the other half is as Achrayis. And Rabbi Yechanan held no. That his intention is as a carbon gadol, and that's why it's not going to work. Now the Gemara goes back to the previous daf, and explains regarding this machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, specifically in the opinion of Rav. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Lo yishonu, we did not learn the opinion of Rav, where he says, Lo yamaklum, you don't get anything, you can't even go to the area under the tree. Ela be'ilan shetacht of Yod Bezama, only if the tree has an area of at least 12 amas or even more, where there you could say that his 4 amas are either on one side of the tree, or it's on the other side of the tree, or it's in the middle. And therefore, since it's not specific, he didn't designate exactly where, so then we say that he can't even go to the tree because it's like you didn't create a shvi, so you have to say exactly where it's going to be. But a tree that is less in its width, at least of 12 amas, Hari miktzas beis nikar. So then part of his home, of in other words, his shvisa, is recognizable. And that is, you can choose from the shear of his shvisa within these 11 amas now, because we're saying it's less than 12 amas, you could say that it has to be at least one of these three areas where part of his shvisa has to be there. What is that? Those are the 4 middle amas. And that is because if that is the 4 amas that he had chosen, so then it's very good. Because even if he had chosen from one side or from the other side, at least a half a amma from either one is overlapping from the middle dalet amas. And therefore, that's considered that he was Messiah. He did designate the area of where his home is going to be. And there, although if it, obviously if he's going to measure from the north or the south, then it's going to be like Shmuel. There, Rav will agree to Shmuel that, of course, you have to be machmer where exactly it's going to be. We don't know exactly where it is. Maybe it was the 4 on the one end, or the 4 on the other end, or the 4 in the middle. We don't know. So therefore, if you're going to the north, you have to start counting from the south, or from the south, you have to count from the north. However, since there is at least one of these areas of Dalet Amos, where then by force there has to be, it's going to be incorporating at least part of the area where he ultimately made the Shvisa, see if it's going to work. Again, because if it's 11 Amos, if you make 4, 4, 4, there's going to be in the middle 4 an overlap of either one of the 4 in the corners, at least of a half a Amma. So therefore, if your shvisa is going to be the middle one, by default, you're going to have somewhat, if it was in the middle 4, of course, even if it was the other 4s, it's also going to be incorporated. That's why in such a case, Abai says, Rav would agree to Shmuel, and that there you could go to the tree. To which the Gemara asks, Maskevel Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, Mimai Deba'arba Mitziyasa Kimisayim, I understand your logic, but who said the middle 4 is the one that he designated? In other words, how can you say that, okay, it's going to work because the middle 4 amas, either way, is going to have part of his residence, whichever dalet amas it is, if it's one corner or the middle one, part of it's going to be there. But you could say, Dilma ba'arbor dahaigisu ba'arbor dahaigisu rekamasayim. Maybe what he did designate, since we don't know, it's a suffix, he didn't say exactly where, is one of the corners. Maybe one of those dalet amas is the one that he chose. And we don't know. So since it's a suffix, which you could say it's either corner, so therefore they're not considered mixed in, overlapping the other one. Because let's say it was one corner, and therefore, regarding the other corner, it's not overlapping. So how's that going to work? We don't know exactly where it is. You can't say either way by default you're going to have one dalet amas that will overlap, because that doesn't help. Who said the middle one is the one? Maybe one corner is, or maybe it's the other corner. And since it's not definitely overlapping, why should that work, even though it's less than 12 amas? He says similar, but he says it more concrete to answer his question in explaining where Rav would agree. When did Rav say his halacha? It's only if the tree has at least 8 amas, where there you could say that he maybe chose one side of the tree, or maybe he chose the other side of the tree, and it's not clear. But a tree that's only 7 amas, Hari Miktzas Beis Nikar, then the principle of Abaye would work. Then there it's definite that some of his area that he had chosen for his shvisa is going to be in at least wherever it is he's going to be. And that is, has to be part of it is going to be in the middle. Because it's not possible that he didn't choose, because either way, since it's less than Dalet Amas, even if it's one end of the tree or the other end of the tree, you get 4 amas. So now since it's less than 8 amas, there's going to be an overlap no matter what corner you chose. So of course, even though like Shmuel says, if you're coming to measure to the north or the south, you have to go to the other end of the tree. But since wherever it is, you're going to have at least some of your bias there, so then it's even Rav would agree that you can go to your tree because it is Misuyim, it is designated, at least part of it, in part of the tree, no matter where you go. So the Gemara now goes back to the Ikar Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel and says, Tanya Kavaseid the Rav, Tanya Kavaseid the Shmuel. We have a Braisa that says, like Rav, And we have a brayso that seems to say like Shmuel. As the Gemara explains, Tanika Vosei the Rav, we have a brayso that says like Rav. Again, where he said that when we said, when you say Shvisase Tachta, but he didn't say exactly where by the tree. So then we say, Lo'ama Kolum Kol Iker, you don't get anything under the tree. You can't even go to the tree. You can't even leave from where you are. How do we see the brayso saying like that? Because the brayso says as follows. If someone was going on the road and it's getting dark, but he recognized a tree or a fence and he realized that this is going to be within his tchumah where he is right now and within the tchumah of the city, he'll be able to get back home. And he says, let my shvisa be under that tree. He hasn't said anything. But if he said that let my shvisa be in that place, which as the Bryce is going to explain, we're talking about a place that's surrounded with walls. And the area surrounded with walls is fit to be considered the whole entire area like Dalet Amos. Therefore, there he doesn't have to specify which Dalet Amos from that area because all of it is considered like Dalet Amos. And therefore, there he could walk in the entire area and from without that area, 2,000 Amos, as the Braisa says. Mahalachat shemegi lo yisemakim, then you can go up until that place. And higi lo yisemakim, when you reach that place, mahalachat kulim b'chutz la'apayim amos, you can walk the entire area, again, because the whole entire area is like Dalet Amos. Because it's surrounded with walls. And then you can go outside of that another 2,000 amas. Now, when did we say that you can go the entire area besides 2,000 amas from without that area? That's as we just explained, b'makim hamesuyim, by a place that's designated. In other words, it's meyuchad, it's set apart from the rest of that valley that's there, because as we said, that there are walls. And that, as Rashi explains, is that this area has to be from at least from between Dalet Amos up until Beis Hasai. Because if it's less than Dalet Amos, what does it help that we say that you can go the entire area? Even without walls, you'd be able to go Dalet Amos where you're acquiring Yeshvisa, because you always get Dalet Amos. And if it's more than Beis Hasai, then and it wouldn't help, because since it wasn't surrounded, it wasn't hukaf ladira for dwelling purposes, so then the walls would not help to make a Dalet Amos. So again, we're talking about a mokum mesuyim. It's surrounded with walls, and it's designated area between somewhere between Dalet Amos and Beis Hasayim. So that's when we said that even though you didn't say exactly where in that area, but since it's all considered like Dalet Amos, it's as if you designated Dalet Amos. So that's b'makom suim. Kugoyin sheshavas betal shehu gavoy yitvachem. For example, if let's say he made his residence on a pile, on a mound that's 10 tvachem high, v'hu midalad amas bad beis asayim, and that's from within, as we said, dalad amas till beis asayim, that's a makom suim. V'chim bikas, something applies to a valley, shehi amuka yud, that's 10 tvachem deep, v'hu midalad amas bad beis asayim, and it's from dalad amas to beis asayim, so that's a designated area that's separated either in height or in depth, and it has this separate area that's like dalad amas. But in the area that's not designated, for example, if let's say it's not one reshus of Dalet Amos, let's say there's no walls, or let's say, as we said before, it's more than Beis Hasayim, then Einloy, then he doesn't have inside this area, Ela Dalet Amos, only Dalet Amos, besides the 2,000 Amos that he has from there and further. But it is, as we said, that he has to designate it. Which part of that area should be his Dalet Amos, as the Gemara will explain later. And when he says what area of that he wants to have his Dalet Amos, then he'll acquire from there and further he can go 2,000 Amos. But however, the area within those mechitzas, within those walls, will be considered for him from the part of his 2,000 Amos. As we said, because since it's not a Malkum Mesoyim, we don't view the whole entire area as Dalet Amos. So then, again, it's not enough to just say there. You have to say we're over there, which Dalet Amos. And also, you don't have the whole thing as part of your Dalet Amos. You would have to start your 2,000 Amos, even from within those walls, as 2,000 Amos. Now the Braisa continues. Hayishnayim. Let's say there were two people on the road. Echad makar ve'echad she'ena makar. So we were talking about up until now where one person recognizes, he realizes where, and he says, let my shvisa be there. And we said how that's going to work out. But let's say one person recognizes the tree. He knows that's within the 2,000 Amos. But the other one does not recognize. So Zeshe in the Makir, Moise Shvisasi Lamakir, so the one that does not recognize, he gives over his power of attorney, so to speak, for his Shvisa to the one that does recognize. And the one that recognizes says that let my Shvisa be in that area, and then he's going to be like a Shliach for the other one that both be able to have their Shvisa in that area. But now the Braisa elaborates, which is the main part of this Braisa for what we want to bring as a proof for Rav. When did we say this? That by a makam that's not mesuyim, that's not, as we said, surrounded with a wall, that's a distinct area that it should acquire for him his Dalet Amos v'shvisa, and then to have from without that area 2,000 Amos in every direction, that is kishesayim Dalet Amos shekava. That's only if he designated precisely the Dalet Amos that he wants to be his shvisa. Avaloisayim Dalet Amos shekava, but if he did not designate clearly the Dalet Amos from that area that was not Mesoyim, which should be his Shvisa, LaYazaz Mimkomei, he's not allowed to leave from his spot. And that is as Rav had said that halacha, that again, not saying where exactly in that area, although it's within this 2,000 amas, not only does it not help him to get home, like Shmuel said, but you can't even move from your spot, you can't even go to the tree. So the Gemara says, that's a good raya to Rav. Let's say this refutes the opinion of Shmuel. It seems clearly from the Braisa, not like the way Shmuel is interpreting on Mishnah, that says you can't go to the tree, you can't go to that area at all because you didn't see exactly which are your dalet amas. So the Gemara says, Amal Chashmuel, Shmuel would tell you that, no, it's not difficult for him. Hachmaskin, here that we're talking about where he said the person cannot move from his spot, is Kagoin de Ikam and Mokam Raglov Va'adi Karei, Trey Alfi Va'arba Gemidah. The case of the Braisa that we're talking about, that says he can't go to the tree, is that from where he's standing up until the root, the trunk of the tree, are 2,004 amas. And that is, the 2,000 amas are of his tchum, and the 4 amas that he has of his shvisa, all of that ends, in other words, from the place of his foot, ends by the root, by the trunk of the tree. But then there are still branches of the other side of the tree that go out of his 2,004 amas. Again, the person gets 4 amas of where his shvisa is, he gets another 2,000 amas. Now, if we're going to say, since we didn't specify where under the tree you want your shvisa, that since if we'll say that maybe, because there is such a suffix, that it's on the other side of the tree, it comes out that his shvisa is outside of his tchum. Again, as we said, that if you give him a shvisa under the branches, that's on the other side, it comes out that the place where he's standing right now, is at the time when it's getting dark, is out of his tchum, because he's more from his tchum, more than the 2,004 amas that he gets. And therefore, it's Isayim Dalet Amas, if he specified which Dalet Amas under the tree, which is what the Braisa was saying, let's say on this side of the tree, in other words, when they're closer to him, then Matzi also, then he could go. V'loy, but if not, if he didn't specify which one, then the reason why the Braisa says you can't go is not because, like we thought, that it's Rav's interpretation, because you didn't say exactly where, although all of it is within your tchum. It's not true because if it's possibly the other side of the tree that he had chosen, which now is outside of his tchum, so therefore all he has is dalet amas, so le matzi yozel. So therefore then he can't go to the tree at all because you're outside of where your residence is and therefore you're out of your tchum and you're stuck with dalet amas that there is. And when did Shmuel say, again, that you are kind of yeshvisa under the tree even when you weren't specific and you can go? That was, as we explained in the Mishnah in the previous Tav, where all of the area under the tree is within his 2,000 amas, with his 4 amas of his shvisa. And therefore, whatever dalet amas you're going to give him as a shvisa under it, his tchum from his feet will reach over there to that area, and therefore he's kind of shvisa over there. However, we don't know if it's the northern part of the tree or the southernmost part of the tree, and that's why he said that yod al tachtoinu, he has the worst of both, like we call the chamer gamel. If it's coming to measure from the north of the tree to where his house is, then we said you're going to have to measure from the south, and he loses the whole entire area of the width of the tree, and same thing by the area where he is right now. If he wants to go back to where he was, then, which is by the southern part, he's going to have to measure from the northern part. However, the case that we're talking about here in the Braisa is talking not like that. It's not talking about that the whole entire tree is within this 2,000 amas. It's talking only to the trunk is within. And since possibly the shvisa was under any part of the tree, and the other side will be out of it, therefore he can't go. He's stuck in his dalet amas because he didn't want his shvisa to be over here. And it can't be over there because that area is outside of his tchum. Now the Gemara continues and says, Tanika Vasei de Shmuel. We have a Braisa that seems to indicate, like Shmuel, that although you can't go to Ein Lo Klum, when it's said in the Mishnah, when you said it not a designated area under the tree, just at Shvisasi Tachtam, that it means that you can't go to your home, but you could go to your tree, although you didn't specify which area, because either one of the Dalai Lamas will work for you. So therefore, you will have a Shvisa Tachtam. So the Braisa says as follows. Tov, a person made a mistake. V'iriv l'shtei ruchis, and he made an Erev in two directions. He made an Erev, one by the south, and one to the north, for example. Kimedumahu, he thought, Shema'arvan lo l'shtei ruchis, that you can make an Erev for two different directions, that he thought that, you know what, in the morning I want to go 3,000 amas out that way. And, you know, in the evening I want to go 3,000 amas that way. And he thought at different times of the day that could work, which that doesn't. You can't split Shabbos. Your Shvisa has to be one area. And now, since his Kavanah was for both of them, now, one of them is really the one that's acquiring for him, but since you don't know which one it is, because both of them can't work, so the halacha is we give a chumrah of both of them on the person, as the Braisa will elaborate. Oy, or sha'amala vadav, tuva irvali. Let's say he told his servants, go ahead and make an area for me. Now, they didn't consult each other. Echad Erev Lav Tzavah, one made an Erev for him to the north. Vechad Erev Lav Ledama, one made an Erev for him for the south. So the halacha on both these cases are, Mahalach litzafin keruva ledarm. He'll only be able to go to the north as much as his eiv to the south allows him. Uledarm keruva litzafin. He'll only be able to go to the south as much as his eiv to the north allows him. That is, he can go from his house to the north. The amount of the tchum that's left over from the eiv that he had made towards from the south towards northway, and same thing in the south of his home, he can only go to that area of the south. How much is left over from the north? As Rashi gives an example, he says, let's say he only had to go 3,000 amas away from his home. In other words, usually you get 2,000 amas. He had to go 3,000 amas in either direction, and now so he left an eiv on either side, 1,000 amas away from his home. Again, because all he needed was that extra 1,000. So if you made an eiv 1,000 amas away from your home, you get another 2,000 amas from that shvisa. So that was going to get him to where he had to go. On either side, he made it 1,000 amas away. So that comes out, whichever direction from your house you want to go, you could only get 1,000 amas in either direction. Because from wherever his eiv is, you get 2,000 amas. Now, we're not sure which is the right eiv. So there are the 2,000 amas he wants to get when he wants to go to the north. If you're making the cheshbon from the eiv he made in the south, that ends 1,000 amas to the north of his home. Because again, he had made the eiv 1,000 amas to the south. So you count 1,000 from the eiv to your home, and then another 1,000 to the north. And similarly, the 2,000 amas you get towards the south from his eiv in the north will end 1,000 amas from his home. And therefore, that's what he says, that you're really stuck between the two. That's like the chamer gamel. This brisa seems to say exactly like Shmuel says. Whereas that if you made an eiv in either direction, and now you're stuck between the two, you're going to get only exactly the amount of where the eiv allows you to go. But let's say they went and they really split him down the middle. For example, if let's say every Evan made an Erev at the end of 2,000 Amas, so that would get him 4,000 Amas in that direction. Now, his city, his home, is exactly in the middle of these two Tchumen. A complete Tchum from his Erev going in, let's say, to the west, and a complete Tchum going towards the east. And now he's sitting right here in the middle of those two Erevin. On that, the Brisa says, Lo Yosem Mekamai, he's not allowed to leave from his home. Because he doesn't even have the Tchum like the people of his city. Because he didn't intend to have a shvisa here in the city. Only where the Erev is. Now we don't know which one of these Erevs are the one that's Kaina. This one made an Erev to the south. So therefore you lose the 2,000 Amas to the north. This one made an Erev in the north. So you lose the 2,000 Amas to the south. But the main idea that we see from this brisa is that when a person wants to go to the north, he's allowed to go only however much his Erev to the south allows him. So obviously we see that when there's a suffix, which one was the one that he wanted as his true Erev, we go like both of them, l'churma. However, whatever is left over from between, that is permitted, we allow him to go. Although it's not exactly clear where is his Erev. That's like Shmuel, that he says, wherever it's Mesupik, wherever the Dalet Amos are, under the tree, that although we give the stringencies of each one, that we say, if you're coming to measure from the north or to the south, you're going to have to go from the opposite side of the tree, but we do give that Shvisa under the tree. It's just we're going to have the Chumis of both. That's what the Brice is saying, that if let's say you made Erev to the south and to the north, and it's 1,000 Amos away, so you do get 2,000 Amos in either direction of either Erev, we allow you to go that area, but you're just stuck in between what's there. And for example, if let's say it's 2,000 Amos away, you're stuck, you can't move from your house. But when there is the availability, although we're not clear, you'll get. That's like Shmuel, because Rav says if it's not clear where, you don't get anything. So therefore, that seems to be the Brice is like Shmuel, not like Rav. To which the Gemara says, Le mitabit yivet Rav. Let's say this refutes the opinion of Rav, where he says, where you didn't specify where, you can't move from your house, because you didn't want to have the area of where your feet are, and therefore you can't have that area. And under the tree also is not going to work, because you could say maybe it's here, maybe it's here, and you're not going to here or not here. Yet here we're saying that although we can say that maybe it's here or maybe it's here, we said that, and really the kinyan is going to be one of the Erevin, but we say we allow you to go from the area between and the gray area of where both of them allow you. But according to Rav, even when it's not mitzvah esetchum, even when you're not 2,000 amas in either direction, you're stuck in that area, you're never allowed to leave from your place, because he didn't want to have a shvisa in this house, and he didn't want to have the shvisa of the Erevin, because he didn't specify. So therefore it should be not like Rav. So the Gemara says, Rav Tanu Palak, you're right, although the Brisa seems to indicate not like Rav. Rav was by the time period of the transition of Tanoim to Amoraim. Therefore, on some level, although he's an Amor, we consider him like a Tana, and he could argue in the Brisa. So therefore, although we have a Brisa like Rav, and we answered it that Shmuel, it's not difficult for Shmuel. And although there's a Brisa that seems to say like Shmuel, with no interpretation of Rav, we say Rav is a Tana, and he could argue on the Brisa.